You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jeff Diggs. Reacting to the loss, it's Football Sunday here, WEEI. We're Boston Sports Original. We're live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. I'm Christian Arcantetti's here. Shime's here. Mego is here as well. And I want to go around the room real quick before we get to some phone calls. And we don't have to spend a lot of time on this. But are any of you of the belief or any of you of the mindset that it's good to lose a game so as not to go into the playoffs with a win streak and all the pressure of a win streak? Are any of you of that superstitious mindset?
No. Not even a little bit. Okay. Yeah, I don't think it's bad that the Denver Broncos keep winning.
Okay. Mago?
I think it is a good thing when you're as early as this team is in their overall
development. It's a good thing to lose. It's a good thing not to have a win
streak.
Yes. Okay.
It'd be worse if they lost to like the Jets. But losing to Josh Allen gives you a little bit of an out, even though they had a 21-0 lead. It was a bad loss, don't get me wrong. But I do think that if they get off the mat and are able to perform well tonight and win, then it looks like, okay, you got punched in the mouth. Now it's a little bit of a reality check, and you're a little bit more on your P's and Q's.
I think it takes a little bit of pressure off, believe it or not, in a way. You're not being the, you know, the Broncos are the top dog now, so they're the hunted. You know, I think it's better to be the hunter. I think you just psychologically, I think it's a better position to be in. The light aren't as bright when you're the two or three seed. So I think, believe it or not, it will serve them well. You just try, you know, going on this long win streak, the pressure mounts. I think this team would perform better if they didn't have that pressure of being the top seed.
Okay, well, they definitely don't have that now. And Denver, we'll see how they deal with it. But it looks like that's the way things are going to shake out. All right, let's go to the phones here. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Justin is in Washington, D.C. He has a thought on Drake May. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, folks, I'm pumped to go to this game and see the Patriots kind of prove most of you wrong, hopefully, okay, and win, and Drake May play great in the second half. But my question is, we've seen Jaden Daniels last year and Caleb Williams last year and this year play amazing in the second half when they are down. And Caleb Williams did it with Shane Waldron and Thomas Brown as his offensive coordinator last year. So it's not play calling. My question for you folks is, why does Drake May play his absolute worst football in close games in the second half, in games where he's down? And the only thing I can come up with, and I don't know how this would relate if it is accurate, is the Commanders and Bears with a young quarterback both had prolific running games last year and this year, whereas the Patriots don't. So could that factor into Drake May kind of choking?
All right, thanks for the call, Justin. The only thing I would say to the question is that he hasn't been down in the fourth quarter very often. It's not like there's been a lot of those opportunities and you say, oh, here it comes again. This is when he really sucks.
But this is going to be a thing
yeah.
if he doesn't have a performance like that coming up soon. Because even when you think about like the true clutch time game that the Patriots won this season, it was Miami and they won it because of Antonio Gibson.
That Bills game earlier in the year.
You would call that clutch?
I mean, it was a fourth quarter drive.
You think that Drake was clutch or was it the defense coming up?
A little bit of both. I mean, it was a fourth quarter drive to put you in field goal range to put you ahead, right?
I don't think you could put that on par with what the caller was discussing.
Okay, sure. Yeah. It's not on par with like what Caleb Williams did last night. I'm not saying it is, but I mean, it's not nothing. And Caleb Williams was not great in the fourth quarter
last
year.
I'm just saying
they lost like 11 straight games last year.
If he doesn't have some big fourth quarter performance over these next couple weeks, watch. This will be a talking point in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I just think it's kind of, I mean, they haven't been trailing in the fourth quarter like at all,
right.
ever. I understand that in the limited amount of opportunities he hasn't been
well, except
electric,
they just did, and then they weren't able to rip it off.
Yeah, I know. I'm
And they trailed in the fourth quarter a lot last year, in fairness, too. I know
sure.
he wasn't himself yet, and he had Alex Van Pelt as an offensive coordinator.
But
this is all of that we have. I mean, this is all that we have to discuss his makeup in those situations, and there's not a lot to really feel good about. That's all.
That's fair. I'm not going to argue with that. It's just, you know, you also haven't found
it.
Nope. You just haven't found yourself in a lot of those situations this year. That's all. So the opportunities have been limited. Let's just say
Shime wants to push me out the window right now. Luckily, we're on the ground floor.
How was
that? How
was Caleb Williams last night?
It still sucks.
He was really good.
He was excellent last night.
He was awesome.
He was very, very good. One thing that I think people, and maybe it's just me, but like with the Ravens, a lot of people are picking the Ravens. Like it just seems like that's a hot pick. It's a hot pick around here. I think everybody on your show picked them except for Dan Balted. Mm-hmm. I don't think the Ravens are that good, even with everything sort of going for them, even with Jackson healthy, even with Henry playing. They have one guy that they throw to. They only throw to Flowers. Yeah. They don't throw to anybody else. Their tight ends suck this year. Andrews is having a terrible year. Likely's not very good this year. The corpse of DeAndre Hopkins is still out there getting two catches a game. Like they're not that good.
It's recency bias. Yeah. They beat up 24-0 on a Cincinnati Bengals team that didn't want to be there. Joe Burrow doesn't want to be on the field. That team wanted nothing to do with that game. They beat up on them, and you blew a lead to Josh Allen. So it's just like everybody is reacting to what happened last week instead of looking at the season as a whole, where the Ravens have not been good offensively. They've been terrible. Like, this is arguably Lamar Jackson's worst season. I don't even think it's arguably worst season as a starter in his career.
And he's missed a lot of time, so I mean, you take that into account, but it's still like, does he look
even
like 100%? I don't think he does. Yeah.
Outside of that week one game, he has not looked great at all this year.
I think part of it is just what's at stake for the Ravens. They have a chance to win their division. They have a chance with the Chiefs getting knocked out. That there's a path. Look, he's healthy. They've won six out of their last eight games. I know it hasn't been pretty. It's at home. It's still Lamar Jackson. It's a former MVP. I think that's kind of why. You know, it's like this is an MVP caliber type quarterback. They've lost against Aaron Rodgers. He's lost against just recently and Josh Allen. You know, even though they didn't lose to Baker Mayfield had a really good game.
Yep.
I think they're. You're kind of factoring those things in when you look at this game.
Yeah, fair enough. Texters are asking what games we're carrying here on WEEI today. After we're done, we will have Kansas City and Tennessee, and that'll be the 1 o'clock game that we carry, and then a 4 o'clock, pretty good one, Jacksonville and Denver.
Nice.
Big-time playoff implications there, certainly for the Patriots, if the Jaguars can do the unthinkable and beat Denver in Denver. But those are the games that are going to be airing here on WEEI.
The Jaguars team is sneaky good.
They are.
I have been a doubter of them all season long. I'm still a doubter of Trevor Lawrence, but
they had five touchdowns last week, so
yeah, I guess
that's pretty
Jags.
Good.
But that
watch out,
that,
our can's become like a super Jags fan.
I do like the Jags, yeah.
Even
like
with Travis Hunter out too, which is
I know.
Jacoby Myers has made a difference.
He's
been awesome.
He just he's in the position you need him to be in. So when Trevor Lawrence hits that final step in his drop, he can just rip it, and he knows Jacoby Myers is going to be in position.
All right, let's go to the phone, 617-779-7937. Ralph is in Cranston, which always makes me think of Ralph Cramden from the Honeymooners. Go ahead, Ralph.
Happy holidays, guys.
You too, buddy.
Look, I like the Patriots team, but this is the second week in a row. This is a bigger character game than last week. Baltimore needs this game so much more than New England. They're a game behind Pittsburgh with a .500 record. The only way they're really going to get in is to win that division. Now, if Pittsburgh beats Detroit today, now – they lose to New England. They're out. They're basically out. They're two games back. They need this game. Now, I don't care what the records are either, but when you talk about a character game, New England's coaching has to be better. Their run stoppage has to be better. They've got to improve so much because this team has all the incentive with a quarterback who's been there, and they are facing, with a run defense, New England, that hasn't been good. You're facing the best power runner you've faced so far. This is a huge character game to see where New England is. But make no bones about it. Baltimore needs this game much more than New England does. They really do.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Ralph. And I agree with you. This is the second straight week you're playing a desperate team. Buffalo was more desperate than you were, certainly, to try and stay alive in the division and stay alive in the playoffs, too. I mean, they're not, they haven't clinched anything yet. So that's important. That was important for them, much more so than you. And for the Ravens, I mean, he's right. Their backs are completely up against the wall here. What's it like playing against a desperate team like that, Ted? Do you notice it when you're on the field
Absolutely.
With them? It's
yeah.
a noticeable thing,
no
right?
No question. You know, it's and so it's... It's you better pack a lunch because they're going to be bringing it. You know, that's a proud team, too. They got a lot of players that have been around for a long time, a coach that's tough as nails, a quarterback, just like Ralph said, you know, that's been there and done that. And those are always the most dangerous. You know, it doesn't matter. Okay, they're 500. You never know. A team like this can start all of a sudden get really, really hot. So, they have a chance to still win their division. So I'm always looking at who has – what are the bigger stakes for which team – And if they have accomplished players like the Baltimore Ravens do, it's hard for me to pick against that team.
What I think is concerning is how much, as in the second half of the Buffalo game, that New England just played into what Buffalo wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And if you do that against this Ravens team, you're doomed because your run defense has struggled so much over the last 5 weeks. Milton Williams isn't coming back. You got Robert Spillane out. And I'm just scared of Derrick Henry ripping off who knows how much. Lamar Jackson maybe breaking open a little bit, depending on how many injuries he has in that one leg. Like, I think it could go south very quickly. And when you have a desperate team like the Ravens, it reminds me, the only other, like, truly desperate team that I think they've played besides, if you want to call Buffalo that last week, I think they were a team that just had a ton of momentum behind them, was Atlanta. If you remember when they played Atlanta, Atlanta was right before the trade deadline, very much on the fence about, are they going to be buyers? Are they going to be sellers? What is this season going to be? They took care of business against Atlanta. If they can come out and control what the script of the game is, then I think that they'll be okay.
I mean, they only beat Atlanta by a point.
Yeah.
And Atlanta had 6 sacks and an interception. They brought it, you know. So to me, it's going to be very important to have a lead at halftime. If you can have like a 2-score lead, the Baltimore Ravens are not built to come back from deficits. So get out to an early lead. I can't imagine you get a 21-point lead on this team like you did last week and still let the game slip away. I mean,
if it's a 10-7 game at halftime, that's the Ravens doing what they want to do.
That's fair. That's fair. But you have a two-score game at the halftime, I feel a little bit better about it.
All right, let's go one more call here. Jim is in Weymouth, and he has a thought on Derrick Henry and Mike Vrabel. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, how we doing? I agree with Mego with a depleted Patriots defense. It could be trouble with Derrick Henry. But, I mean, if there's any weakness to Derrick Henry's game, Vrabel would know what it is and how to defend him. I think that would help somewhat. But, again, I think they're going to have their hands full with him.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jim. I do remember early in the year when he was fumbling a lot, Derrick Henry was. And everyone's like, well, Ramondre Stevens fumbling a lot, too. Let's call Baltimore and see if maybe they want to trade. Remember that? I think it was Andy that said
that's right.
That. He's
Andy
like, yeah,
say that.
Just have him call up and say, just see, maybe, you know, it's a little less money, free up some money for him. They can have Stevenson, we'll have Derrick Henry. I can't believe Baltimore didn't go for that. I really can't.
Henry fumbled in each of the first 3 games since then. Would you like to wager how many times he's fumbled since then?
I don't think he's fumbled since.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
He has not.
Okay. So, yeah.
I like the idea of Vrabel coming up with ways to sabotage Derrick Henry that are not football related.
Like how?
I don't know. Just like slipping. Again, maybe he's lactose intolerant. Slipping a little something.
Mm-hmm.
Give him some bubble guts.
The way you stop Derrick
Henry. It's gamesmanship, okay?
True.
You need to even just annoy him a little bit in the backfield before he gets to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
Because he's one of those guys, he needs time to build up in order to really get going. And so if you can contact him early, you're going to be able to limit it. Otherwise, you're screwed. That's just the way he runs.
It's interesting. Belichick, I'll tell you a story off air about getting into someone's head before the game started.
I love that stuff.
Love a Belichick off air story.
So petty.
Aren't those the best?
Just go low.
Definitely.
One way to do that, Shime, is to stunt off the defensive line. So you slant them a lot, get them up penetrating upfield, and you run blitz. So you blitz and time up your blitzes so that you, at the snap of the ball, you have guys shooting the gaps, and that will slow that run game.
There's two teams this year that have really handled Derrick Henry in a game. One of them's Cleveland.
Yep.
He went 23 yards on 11 carries against Cleveland week two. The Ravens kicked Cleveland's ass, but Henry didn't do anything. And then against Houston.
Yeah, Houston.
Houston pasted them 44-10. And Henry,
to be fair, Cooper Rush was playing quarterback in that game for the Ravens.
But that's when you have to lean on your run game.
True.
And Derrick Henry, 33 yards on 15 attempts, 2.2 yards per attempt. He did have a touchdown, but those are two maybe. I mean, Cleveland in the beginning of the year was one of the best defenses in the league. And Houston, I think, is right now the best defense in the league.
Oh, without
you are not the best defense in the league at all. So they're going to have to figure out some other way to get that done. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Chris Schein will get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, my favorite segment in all of radio, the top Ted list. We fire questions at Ted Johnson, and he answers them as best he can. First, here's Schein.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Your New England Patriots are in Baltimore to take on the Ravens tonight on Sunday Night Football. Kickoff is at 8:20. We had two Saturday games yesterday as the Eagles dominated the Commanders 29-18. They win their back-to-back NFC East titles, and the Bears mounted an improbable comeback to beat the Packers in overtime 22-16. In the 1 o'clock window, we've got Bills at Browns, Chargers at Cowboys, Chiefs at Titans, Bengals at Dolphins, Jets at Saints, Vikings at Giants, and Buccaneers at Panthers. You can listen to that Chiefs-Titans game right here on WEEI at 1 o'clock. In the 4 o'clock window, we've got Falcons at Cardinals, Jaguars at Broncos, Steelers at Lions, and Raiders at Texans. And you can listen to that Jaguars-Broncos game in the 4 o'clock window right here on WEEI. The college football playoff kicked off this week. Alabama beat Oklahoma. Miami upset Texas A&M. Oregon beat down on James Madison, and Ole Miss dismantled Tulane. In non-football news, the Bruins fell to the Canucks in a shootout last night at the Garden 5-4, and the Celtics welcome in the Pacers tomorrow night at 7:30. That's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
EI.com.
That was Ravens all-pro safety Kyle Hamilton, who was questionable, I think, for this game. I don't know if he's playing. We'll know later on, but yeah.
I believe Rap Sheet said more likely to play than not.
Okay, I would think, you know, with everything on the line here and everything that they're sort of up against, that's the way it's going to be, and that the Ravens and the Patriots, for that matter, are going to have guys playing who maybe aren't at 100%. And the Ravens, by the way, you know, with Hamilton, that kid Starks they drafted from Georgia in
Malachi
the first
Starks,
round, which I
awesome.
Thought was a great pick. I thought their defense was going to be awesome this year. I mean, they were a really sexy, trendy Super Bowl pick. I think that was, you know, part of the reason is that they had really fortified their defense. They drafted Green, the edge rusher, too, Mike Green, mm-hmm. who fell in the draft because of whatever. And I forget exactly why. It was character stuff, right? Yeah. So, you know, it seemed like they really put a defense together, and that just hasn't really been the case this year. The Patriots, obviously, coming off of that awful second half, are going to look to get the offense going early and often here against this Ravens team tonight in prime time. But right now, it is time for, again, my favorite segment in radio, the Top Ted List.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Top Ted List.
Okay, for the uninitiated, the Top Ted List is as follows. Shime, Mego, and I are going to just fire questions at Ted. He's going to answer them as best he can, or he's going to get frustrated and storm out of here and never do the show again. One of those two things I think is going to happen. So let's go ahead with our first question on the Top Ted List. And this is a pretty broad one here, Ted. What was the best, in your opinion, best Patriots-Ravens game that you've ever watched?
Oh, watched or played in.
Watched or played in.
Well, I was going to say the best one I've ever played in was 2004 when they had the great quarterback Kyle Buller. It was 15 of 35 for 93 yards. We beat him 24-3. And I had one of my 11.5 sacks in that game.
There you go.
That was probably the best team I ever played against. The best game I ever watched was, what was the double pass? The one that got John all worked up with the rules. That was probably my favorite one to watch.
I would say the Ravens and Patriots, like the Ravens have been kind of the Patriots' more memorable games from 2010 to 2020, right? Like, and those have been, like, you talk about, was it, even before 2010, like the Billy Cundiff one, mm-hmm. You talk about double pass, like the Ravens have kind of been that thorn in the side for the Patriots in the second half of the dynasty compared to Peyton Manning in the first half.
It was Peyton Manning, it was the Broncos and the Steelers during my time. The Ravens weren't really a big part of that until after I was retired, so...
So, a recent development for the NFL has been taking over the Christmas Day slate, which always belonged to the NBA, mm-hmm. and I felt very territorial about when they decided they were going to play some Christmas Day games. This year's slate is Cowboys at Commanders, mm-hmm. Lions against Vikings, mm-hmm. and Broncos versus the Chiefs. So, it kind of laid a big egg on this Christmas Day slate. What are your feelings about the NFL attempting to take over Christmas Day as another big football day?
I don't mind it. Why not? I mean, I thought, what do we think of Thanksgiving Day? I thought
awesome.
It was incredible.
Pretty good.
So it's kind of the same
thing.
Yeah, but
these games look very smelly.
Yeah, but before the season, they will look like good
games,
right?
The odds, you know. Mm-hmm. You're right. You don't know. But I just like the fact that there's football. Three games all day that I can watch. I love it. I mean, I'm sitting around doing nothing else on Christmas Day. Might as well be watching football games. And I love playing. I loved playing on holidays. I love playing on Thanksgiving. People say, you know, do you miss not having like a real Christmas when you're playing? No. I like that I'm working when people are at home watching. I love it. Love it.
So they faced Derrick Henry today. And I'm curious, Ted, was there ever a running back that was just like so big that it became difficult for you to tackle, kind of like Derrick Henry is for some NFL
Mike
players today?
Mike Allstott, hands down, easily the toughest guy to ever tackle. Easiest guy to block. He was a terrible fullback, but an unbelievably incredible runner. He ran as big as he was with a forward lean that was just so you had to get up under him. You hit him, he always falls for two more yards. Those are the toughest guys to tackle. So Mike Allstott, I put Eddie George in there too.
Nice.
I thought he was Jerome Bettis didn't run with the forward lean. He was easier target to hit. I didn't mind playing him. But Eddie George and Mike Allstott.
All right, Ted, there's been a lot of fights in the NFL lately. We saw one, a big brawl between the Eagles and the Commanders yesterday. Saw some big hits against Green Bay and Chicago. Seems like this is the kind of year when that starts to happen. Question for you. Did you play angry? Were you out there trying to really rock people? Like, did you get in that mindset before games, or were you just playing?
You better. Absolutely. That was my superpower, was my anger. Without anger, it's hard to play middle linebacker in a 3-4 defense. So, you know, you had to play... if you didn't play angry, you would have gotten killed. So it's a fight or flight response, playing inside linebacker, two gapping. You damn right I played angry.
What did you do to sort of create that anger towards your opponents? Like, how did you do that?
Well, you do a little bull in the ring maybe to warm up, you know? That was always a fun one. But, you know, your warm-ups, you get a little, your bell rung a little bit. That's usually got you in that frame of mind.
Okay, so the Ravens are kind of a make-good franchise after the Colts packed up in the middle of the night and left town. Who are your favorite and least favorite expansion teams in the NFL?
Well, I can't. I don't like the Panthers and I don't like the Jaguars, but I love the Texans.
So you don't like these big cats?
He hates cat teams.
Cat teams.
Yeah, I never. You know, I had to play a Super Bowl in Jacksonville. That kind of.
Do you not like the Lions either?
No, I like the Lions. Okay. Yeah, I like the Lions.
Cat but, teams out the
yeah,
window.
Yeah, the
cat. I guess.
Yeah, but the
you played the Panthers in a Super Bowl.
Yep. We did. Yep. More and more memorable. Once, just yeah. with all the off the field stuff, believe it or not, but yeah, so just don't like those two. But I do like the Texans. I'm from H Town. I was an Oilers fan, and you know what? And Ravens, screw the Ravens, because the owner of the Ravens was the former owner of the Texans. Or no, that's Tennessee. I'm sorry, I'm getting those confused. Never mind.
Take it back. No more screw the Ravens.
Yeah.
Not a Ravens fan
Texans
over here.
Like
just so everyone knows.
Don't like the cat teams, right? There
don't
you go.
Like the big cat teams.
Fair enough. So Christmas right around the corner, Ted. Are you a big eggnog guy? It is the drink of Christmas, so I'm curious if you like eggnog. Do you take it with whiskey? Do you take it straight up? What are you feeling?
I am, I don't know if you heard the Jeremy Springer interview on the EI Afternoons, but they asked him if he liked eggnog. He goes, I'm from Texas. We don't drink eggnog.
And I've never drank an eggnog.
I'm from Texas. We do not like eggnog. It's too hot. It's too thick.
What is it?
It's like... Well, I know.
It's mayonnaise.
Somebody that's had,
I think it's just mayonnaise.
It's just way too thick. It's too hot.
No,
down
seriously,
there.
What is it?
It's like a thick, milky drink. Like
I know, but what is it made of? I feel like Arcan would know this.
It's like pancake batter.
Milk, cream, sugar, egg yolk, spiked with spirit, like distilled rum. But yeah, a lot of egg yolks in it. That's what gives it that.
It's like that yolky, would give you
yolky
bubble
flavor.
Guts.
Yeah,
that's yeah. How it's like drinkable mayonnaise. Yeah, it's a
way
good way to
too
put it.
Thick. So not a fan of eggnog. No thanks.
Okay. All right, we back to me. Okay, Ted, what is the worst memory you have of blowing a big lead like the Patriots did on Sunday against Buffalo? Ooh. What's the biggest lead you remember blowing in your career?
I don't know if I ever. Let's see. I don't think I have.
Never blew a lead in your life,
I,
huh?
That I can't think of one.
Nope.
I didn't see that question. I'm defeated. Shoot, I don't know. I don't know if I have.
All right, well, put a pin in that. Yeah. We can come back to it.
It comes back to you. This one's pretty easy. Do you think Lamar Jackson is ever going to win a Super Bowl?
I think it's going to be tough. I just think he's too many injuries. I look at, he's talking about dealing with an ankle, dangling his foot, dangling his knee. He has too many injuries, I think, unless he becomes just a pure, pocket quarterback. And he throws brilliantly from the pocket. Can he do it consistently to win a Super Bowl? I don't think he can.
So just quick addendum off of that. Do you think he'll end up being a Hall of Fame quarterback? Because resume-wise, like you put him up against, right, Eli Manning is a guy that's been up for the Hall of Fame. He has two Super Bowl wins, but his regular season stats and record are terrible. Whereas Lamar Jackson wins 70% of his regular season game, two-time MVP already, probably going to win a third at some point in his career if
he's
he continues.
Hall-famer.
Think so?
You know why? Because the MVP, I mean, when was Eli Manning ever once considered even a top five quarterback?
Not ever in his career.
Not once.
So that just goes, I mean, I think even though he has two Super Bowl wins, Lamar Jackson's the way more impressive quarterback than Eli.
Okay. What is the best gift you ever got for Christmas, Ted?
You know what? I'll never forget it. I was so happy, and I still kind of like this today. But I just remember members only jackets were so big.
That's so cute.
And I wanted a members only jacket.
Hell yeah.
It was a status
thing. It's the last
thing
I expected.
Hell yeah.
It was just, all it said was members only.
Sure.
And I thought it was in some exclusive club. My parents got me the members only jacket.
Wow.
And I loved it.
Absolutely.
What year
approximately was this?
Yeah, I was probably like 7 or 8. 9, 10,
okay.
Something around there.
Members only jacket.
You remember those jackets?
Can we go around the room on this one, by the way? I feel like this is one we should all have. Best gift, Sean?
Oh, man. I don't. This had put me on the spot. I don't know. Like an Xbox 360?
Xbox 360. Good, Mega.
I got a snowboard.
Snowboard. That's
that was
good.
A really good one.
One Christmas, I got Tecmo Bowl and Mike Tyson's Punch-Out on Nintendo. So that was clearly
the
one.
I do have to. Honorable mention for me. My buddy got me. I'm a huge Batman nerd. Love Batman.
Uh-huh.
And he got an old, record. And it was somebody etched out a picture, a silhouette of Batman in Gotham City in the record and turned it into a clock.
Cool.
Super sick. Yeah.
Ooh, That is cool.
That is pretty
cool.
You're
into that stuff.
So. Okay, anyway, best and worst Christmas song in Ted's opinion.
All right, Thomas, what is, let's go with the best Christmas song, Thomas.
Yes,
what
Ted!
Is this?
Is this even real?
Oh, I thought this was AI
when I heard this.
There you go, a little Creed, a little Rudolph. It's my favorite song. You're going to ask me what my least favorite song is, right?
Yeah, least favorite Christmas song.
Go ahead, Thomas. What's my least favorite?
I love this one.
You don't want a hula hoop?
I can't do it, man.
I want a hula hoop. It's really disturbing how closely we can match that pitch, Sean.
Yeah,
really.
Sorry. No, I know I sound like a chipmunk. So.
I have been known as the songbird of a generation. So it's okay.
You don't like the chipmunks?
No. I mean, I can listen to it once, and then that's enough.
The one I don't like is Christmas Shoes. That one creeps me.
Christmas Shoes is really weird.
That's a really weird song.
Andy Hart's favorite is like Auld Lang Syne or something like that.
Auld Lang Syne's the New Year's song.
Yeah, that's not a Christmas song. That's a New Year's song.
No, I forget which one it is. It's like by Dan Fogelberg. It's Andy Hart's favorite Christmas song, and it's super depressing. It's about like seeing your ex in a supermarket, and it's my least favorite Christmas song.
Oh, like same Auld Lang Syne. Yeah, same Auld Lang Syne. Yeah.
Okay. I also like the creepy one that goes like, ba, 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 ba. That one. That's a good one.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra? No?
Yeah, isn't it?
I do that.
I think so.
You know what? I hate all the Beatles Christmas songs.
They are
Wonderful
kind of
Christmas
annoying.
Time sucks. And So This Is Christmas is really depressing with the kids chanting in the background. Like, what is this?
Oh,
what are we doing here?
Okay.
Yeah, that is a terrible Christmas song.
Wait, so
and
you
I
don't
think
like, you don't
simply
like Paul
having
McCartney's?
A wonderful Christmas time is garbage. I think that song's
terrible.
Okay,
hold on. This is going to determine if we're friends or not. How do we feel about Last Christmas by Wham?
Banger.
Okay.
Banger.
Banger.
I like that.
I'm just making sure. Hey, I'm just making sure. I just got to double check.
And the very next day, they gave it away.
Yes.
It's really, really tough.
Ted, do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Ooh, a Christmas movie? Man, you know what? I mean, I do like Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
I do love that movie.
We found out this week Courtney Cox tried to watch Christmas Vacation, turned it off.
Wow.
She hated it so much.
Really?
Yeah.
She probably relates to the neighbor with the lights in the window with
Elaine.
But yeah, right. That's probably she's like, I can't believe that the light's so bright.
Why is the floor all wet, Todd? I don't know, Margo.
Oh, very good. All right, Ted, did you watch Jake Paul get his ass kicked on Friday by Anthony Joshua?
No, I did not. But I heard some commentary.
It was great.
It's really kind of just an indictment on where boxing is.
Oh, definitely.
So, I'm. You know what? I can't believe anybody pays for that stuff, but I'm glad he kind of got knocked out the way he did. You know, it's like he got his big payday. He should have been knocked out because is he really a real fighter? No, he's not.
This is the end of it too, right? Doesn't this have to be the end of it?
Wait, he's got two steel plates put in his jaw.
Yeah, like he fought a real boxer. He got absolutely mauled.
Yeah,
no one's gonna watch this anymore.
Go back to fighting retired guys who can't fight anymore.
Yeah, sure. All right. This isn't on the list here. But I want to ask you, Ted, is there, in your opinion, a better pair of players on a defense than Ray Lewis and Ed Reed? Like, all-time great players on a defense together than those two? And you can go back to, like, the Steel Curtain. That's kind of before my time. But, like, can you think of two players like that who are that great playing together at the same time in their primes?
I'm thinking of Warren Sapp and...
Derrick Brooks. Yeah.
Those two guys, you know, with John Lynch... were excellent.
I think Bruce Smith and Champ Bailey overlapped one year in Washington, right? Because he was probably the greatest pass rusher of all time.
Mm-hmm. Bruce Smith played in Washington?
At the end of his career. Yeah. He played in Washington. He wasn't as good, but he did play there. And Bailey, I mean, they weren't in their primes, though, at the time.
Yeah.
Because Bailey was just starting and Smith was old, but yeah.
Well, that's, I mean, you know what? Two, maybe, I mean, I think Ray Lewis is the best to ever play that position. I do.
Yeah.
And Ed Reed, I mean, that's debatable. You're right. That's pretty tough. I mean, Warren Sapp's a Hall of Famer. So is Derrick Brooks, and so is John Lynch.
Yeah, true.
Three Hall of Famers on the same defense.
Yeah.
This one's a late addition. Which Harbaugh do you prefer? You have to take one, or which one is more annoying than the other one?
I think Jim's more annoying than John.
I agree.
Yeah, but
Jim with the khakis. Khakis is what makes him annoying.
Yeah, but I think Jim's a better coach.
You think so?
I think so. I just think he's really good with quarterbacks. Like, I've seen him do it with Kaepernick and Alex Smith and Justin Herbert. Like, I just
I don't know.
Maybe I'm just an offensive guy. But
like, because the Chargers have no home fan base, yeah, I always have felt kind of bad for them since they moved to LA. Now they're so unlikable to me.
Really?
I don't. Ugh.
Oh, see, I like
the whole
Chargers.
Herbert thing after the game with Laura Rutledge. That was bad
what
look.
What was that?
No, I don't think that was a bad look. He just wanted to celebrate with his team.
No, Shime, come on. Grow up. That was a bad look.
I don't think he was rude. Like, it was,
he was
a
little rude,
but I think people made a bigger deal of it than it really was, you know? Like, so
she handled it perfectly.
Yeah, and then he did the interview. It's not like he didn't do it. It's not like he blew her off.
I don't think she did a bad job. She was doing his job. He just wanted to celebrate with the team. He did it anyways, and then they went off. Like, I think it was fine. I don't understand what the big deal was.
If he's got to keep running the football like he is, they're not going to win a lot of games. I mean, he's running for his life all the time.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're on, like, their fifth starting left tackle. That's the issue. Because, I mean, entering the season, if you had asked me who the best tackle duo is in football, left tackle, right tackle, I'm pretty sure Rayshon Slater and Joe Alt might have been number one.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And now you have neither of them.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
All right, last question here, Ted. Why are people from Maryland so weird?
They're not. We're perfect.
I couldn't understand this question. What am I missing? Who's for? Oh, Mago. That's right. I not a fair question, Mago, and I'm going to abstain from answering that question.
Thank you.
Boo. All right. By the way, Mago, that song you were talking about is called Carol of the Bells, and texter in the 508 says, Ted, you seem more like a Bad Santa lover. Are you a Bad Santa fan?
I do
like Billy
Bob. That's a great, great Christmas movie.
All right.
There you go. That is the top Ted list here for you on Football Sunday. Great job, Ted.
Thanks,
great job, as always. And all we have left to do now is get real greasy, the degenerate hour here. Ted's sticking around for it, so he'll help us make some picks as well. Mago's going to feed us the games, and we will give all the picks and all the props for you here as we wrap things up on Football Sunday.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sunday, that's coming up next. No Mac Jones we haven't, except for Ted. He played a lot of football. And he's here with us today. We usually don't have Ted for this segment, but we have him here today, which is great, as we go through all of the games that are coming up here today. Already some good football been played this week. It has been an exciting week already with a great Thursday night game and some one excellent, I should say, Saturday night game as well. Eagles Commanders wasn't too much. Sorry, Mego. But, yeah, we got a lot of games to talk about here coming up today. Some of big-time importance, some of zero importance at all, except, of course, for gambling importance. So let's get to them, Mega. What do we got?
Okay, and Ted, feel free to jump in here whenever you're feeling it. I'm going to start with you, Shime. Buffalo at Cleveland.
Yeah, this line is big. It's 10 now. It was 10.5 at one point. I would probably lay the money with Buffalo, lay the 10 points. But I think the bigger thing here is to look at James Cook props, in particular, his longest rush prop. I know this is really digging deep, is 16.5 yards. Since losing Malik Collins to injury in the San Francisco game 3 weeks ago, the Cleveland Browns defense has been terrible against the run. They let up 180 yards to the Titans and then 140 yards to the Chicago Bears. I expect James Cook to have a big day. He'll break off a long run. Give me James Cook over 16.5 yards for his longest rush.
Yeah, the Cleveland defense has completely fallen apart here at the end of the year. Not like they were doing anything anyway with that offense and the QB situation, but yeah, Niners, Titans, Bears, everybody putting up 30, almost 30 points on them. It does seem like Cleveland is on the downswing. Meanwhile, Buffalo is playing their best football, probably playing some of the best football anybody in the league. I'd lay those 10 points, too.
Next up, we have the Chargers at the Cowboys. Arcan.
Okay, Chargers getting a point or a point and a half, depending on where you're looking right now. It's basically a toss-up here, but I like the Chargers. I think Dallas, even with you know, the great season Dak Prescott is having, is a team that has basically folded up the tent, and the Chargers are still very much trying to fight for their playoff lives in a tough division there, and I think that they have all the tools to be able to go to Dallas and win that game, probably by more than a point, but yeah, I'll definitely take the points there.
Second highest total on the board, that's where I would be looking at. Props in this game. The total right now, 50.5. I'd even probably still go over on that.
Didn't the Eagles win, eliminate the Cowboys from playoff? I feel like it did.
I think they're all done.
Yep.
Okay, next up, Shime, we have Tampa Bay at Carolina.
Ugly NFC South game that's probably going to be bad. I shouldn't bet on this. I probably won't. But if you made me pick a team, I guess I'll take Tampa Bay. I think they're pissed off at the way they lost to the Falcons just about 10 days ago. So I'll take the Bucs laying the 3.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning that way too. Carolina at home is obviously a lot better than they are on the road. On the road, they get their ass kicked all the time.
True.
It's a division game. Tampa has been pretty disappointing lately, but it's hard for me to not pick them. If it was 3.5, I'd probably take Carolina, but if it's 2.5, I'll stick with Tampa.
And the Tampa Bay Bucs have won one game since they lost to the Patriots in the last six games. Mm. They are 1-6 in the last, or 1-5 in the last six
fall.
Games.
Yeah, and it was a win against the Cardinals with losses to the Falcons, the Saints, Patriots, Bills, and Rams, who are all good, but still, it's not been a good stretch for them. I agree.
Shime, the next abomination we have up is Bengals at Dolphins.
Yeah, again, I guess lay the 3.5 with Joe Burrow. Here's how I look at it. Are you really going to bet on Quinn Ewers today? No. Okay, bet on Joe Burrow. That's all I got.
Yeah, I don't feel any type of way really about Quinn Ewers. I will tell you this, though. If you're a steam chaser out there, 59% of the bets are on the Bengals to cover the 3.5. Only 46% of the money. Dolphins getting 54% of the money to cover 3 or 4.5, depending on what the book is and what the line is where you're betting. I think the Dolphins, I think the Bengals are pretty much done. I don't know that there's much for them to even look ahead to at this point for next season. It seems like there's a real problem coming up here with Burrow. I don't think Quinn Ewers is any good, but I think the Dolphins can get within 4.5, so I'll take Miami.
Is Tua the starting quarterback for Miami next year?
No. Next year?
Next year.
No.
Probably not.
Nope.
That contract, though. Oof. Man, they painted themselves into a corner. More games that we wished were not being played today. Vikings at Giants. I'll start with you, Arkham.
Okay, Vikings and Giants is another one here where the Giants are they're getting 2.5. I like Minnesota in this one. I feel like 9 has been playing better lately, and that's really it. I mean, it's all it really comes down to. The Giants have nothing really going for them. You do see McCarthy starting to pick it up a little bit. I think he's going to keep trying to make plays, and they have the weapons on offense to do it.
His mechanics look weird. He looks like he's throwing a javelin when he throws a football.
So true.
But they stopped tweaking with him, and since then he's been playing all right. I'll take 9.
Okay, Shime, up next is Chiefs at Titans.
The Chiefs inactives list in this game is so bad.
So bad.
I kind of want to take the 3.5 of the Titans. I will not bet this game. This game is an abomination to football. I'm good. Thanks.
I'll take the Titans. Give me the Titans 3.5. Why not?
Ooh, I will bet on Tony Pollard to score a tug. That's my one bet in this game.
Okay, there you go.
Okay, does anyone have any opinions about Jets at Saints, or should we just move on?
Tyler Shuck! No, I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really care about that one. I think if I had to pick, I'd take the Saints. But yeah,
get to the good games.
Let's get to 405. You got Jags at Broncos. All right, this one has a lot at stake for Arcan's personal feelings, so let's go to him first.
Okay, I think that the Denver Broncos are eventually going to crack. I don't know if it means they're going to lose this game, but I do think the Jaguars are going to give them all they can handle. They're just playing like that right now. And I do think that Denver, as good as their defense is and as tough as they are at home, they do, to me, strike me as a team that's just waiting to be exposed. And some way or another, if it's Bo Nix or the run game or their lack of weapons in the pass game or something. And I feel like the Jaguars and that guy Cohen, he's just good at doing that type of stuff. Yeah. So I'm going to go ahead and take Jacksonville plus 3.5.
I expect to see a fun game today. I'm not going to pick a side. However, one of my favorite bets of the week is the total over 46.5. I expect points to be scored. I think you can actually score on this Denver defense, even if they are pretty good. And then my prop, one of my favorite props of the week, Trevor Lawrence, 220 plus passing yards. Very simple. He's hit it in four straight. He has been so much better since they acquired Jacoby Myers. I'll go over, and then I'll go Trevor Lawrence, 220 plus.
We spend so much time on those crummy games. I'm just going to jump ahead to Patriots at Ravens. This is the big game of the night, and of course the big game here in the market locally. So Shime, who you got?
Yeah, I'll take the Pats getting 3 points. I think this is a great spot to zag. It feels like everybody's on the Ravens. I'm not. I don't buy anything. I'm not bound to recency bias. I think the Ravens have been bad this year. I will take the 3 points with the Pats, please.
I think the Patriots win this, but I'm going to take the I'm going to take the Patriots plus 3.5 there as well. If you look at the money line, 61% of the bets, 73% of the money is on the Patriots. It almost seems too good to be true, which makes me think we're probably all going to be screwing it up, except for you guys in the afternoon show who all pick Baltimore. And that is all the time we have here. I want to say thanks to Tommy Curran, thanks to Wiggy, for Teddy, for Shime, and for Mego. I'm Christian Arcan. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Enjoy
the football, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Merry Christmas.
Right here on WEEI. Bye-bye.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.